Hello, guys. Welcome to the show.
Jason's trying a new bit with his voice mod for some reason. I like it. It's new, it's different, it's fresh, it's a
I'm
thing.
gonna try to T-bait it right now, so.
Well, you better get ready. Do something crazy.
All right, here, when you're ready, give me a beatbox.
I don't know what you are doing, stopping like my life, my ruin, and I'm choosing all play. Now I'm gone.
Cause that was stupid. I'm sorry, I messed up, and sometimes only if I can't try. Now you want me fly, now I gotta get it. Spit it when I flow. You want me like this, man? I really don't know where I go with the show, like the middle of the dough. Everybody's here, they're like, oh, I know. How are you doing, Mr. J to the right? Oh no, hope I didn't mess up my sound. Fly, climb with the try. Looking for the people because I'm wondering why. What am I doing? Now I try. Ooh, yes, what do? I gotta be somebody and I gotta pursue my situations that lose. Waiting for you. I wanna be the rapper, but I'm thinking I'm cool. Hee hee ha ha. Now I rhyme. I don't even know what I'm doing all the time. I fly, flip down, trip. Did you understand what I'm thinking? I can't kick. I'm running around on Facebook trying to log, and only if I can't see, trying to smog. Oh, you could call me a hobbit. Sometimes I break and I know that I can't stop it. Pop it. I got a dream like this. Got 13 seconds and I still can't kick. Split. Only if I'm better than you. I want to better than you. When I was better than true. When I thought it was cool. But now I'm out of control. I don't even know what I don't know, bro.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, close to you, close to you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, close to you, close to you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, close to you, close to you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, close.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
I'm just chilling like a super villain.
What's up, Shireen? How's it going?
It's good. That was very funky. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I hope your ears weren't bleeding and you actually enjoyed it. It's okay if you say the other way, but it's okay.
That's hurtful.
What is everyone's headline of the week? Jason goes first because he knows it, apparently.
I saved Zelda.
Okay, interesting. Shireen, I tell you what, we'll have you go last and we'll give you some more ample time because you may or may not have something. It's going to be better anyway than both of ours combined. A truck took off with me inside.
I murdered social media.
Yeah, didn't expect that, but okay, cool. Okay. Jason, go ahead.
Well, I was shopping. Well, actually, I was bribing my kid to go to the post office so I could send out toys. And okay. I was like, yo, we're gonna go to this movie video game store. And he was like, yeah, okay. And so we get there, and then I walk in and I see this person with like, I see the people at the store. They just took in an awesome game collection. And I was like, man, that's a great haul. And they're like, yeah, man, this is one of our better ones all week. But we have this one game we can't take. And I was like, where's the person? So I run over to them and I buy it from them. It ends up being Zelda Ocarina of Time on the N64, which is worth lots
Inbox.
Of money. Inbox and with the manual.
Okay, wow. That's probably worth money.
Yes, it was. Yes, it is. It's on my eBay store now. So we'll see how it goes.
It may be on your eBay store. I might have already bought it, Jason.
I mean, I feel like you should have just hit me up if you were going to do that. That doesn't
seem I don't like have a $100 to drop on a game. Oops, shared the price.
Oh, also, big shout out to Olo Slayer, who was ready to be our guest if everything went fail, because I had a very long week. But there he is. Good job. Why does it always do that to me?
I don't know. That's so weird. I don't know why.
Well, it's when I change the thing, it goes that. But it's fixed now because I'm a professional. And don't try this at home.
One of these days. A truck took off with me inside. Now, I fudged it a little bit. But there was a so I work for a Collins Aerospace. And so we put tires in a truck. And what, you okay, Jason? Everything okay?
I'm just dying over here. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. It's okay. We all do that now and again. I work for Collins Aerospace. We work on airplane tires. We fix them up and send them back out. Obviously putting new tires on the wheels. But what ended up happening was we put, what are you doing?
Exactly. We put, is he playing games? What is happening?
We put tires in a freaking
am I supposed to, is this supposed to be interesting to me? No, it's not. Instead, I'm playing some Nintendo on my
You are TV. Garbage, dog water. Anyway, there are tires that go inside of a truck when we're done with these tires.
Oh, don't yell. Don't be angry.
I'm going to put a laser pointer inside your camera.
Do it. See what happens.
Anyway, we basically, at the end of the day, they come and take these trucks that have all of our tires that we've taken off the wheels, and they have sometimes they take off with people inside. I'm not joking.
Oh, wow.
We have a locking mechanism now, so that does not happen, but they come whenever they please, and what's crazy is they're not supposed to come until like after we're done with the day, which is 3 o'clock. Sometimes they come at 1, sometimes they are at 2 o'clock, and I knew a couple of people that literally have gone inside of the truck while the truck is taking off, and the tires are going everywhere. The truck stops, but it's down the street. I was not a part of that truck. I fudged it a little bit. Today, they showed up early, and they had to wait till we were done and unlock the truck so they could take it off. But it gets a little buck wild over at Collins Aerospace. There's been crazier stories, but that's my story for today. Boom.
Are you done talking?
I'm done talking. I want to hear Shireen talk.
This is all I came for, not to listen to you talk.
I mean, my story's not quite as long. I just deleted the social media apps off my phone.
Oh, wow.
I murdered social
you know media. What? You know what? We clap for that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It takes a lot. Honestly, how was that for you?
So I have a very love-hate relationship with social media. It's like the FOMO keeps me involved, but the misery makes me hate it. So I don't know. I think I just finally was willing to just ditch the FOMO and be like, please just delete. I don't enjoy how my attention flows to just whatever everyone's doing and the Instagram wow. stories and the wasting my life. Like I went to take a poop and now I've been sitting here for an hour looking at someone's stories. Like, why did that just happen? The poop only took like 5 minutes and here I am still.
No,
here.
It didn't.
Stop pretending.
7 minutes.
wait, ladies poop.
I forgot to ask that question too. Are you serious?
What? I've never seen
that's
my
a thing.
Oh, wait. I have a baby. I imagine babies poop, but ladies don't.
That's right. So. When we go through puberty, the poops. Let's just.
Anyways. You delete?
Olaf Slayer has an idea for our show.
Trey trying to explain about tires from planes on trucks.
Show.
No, I'd get interrupted by Jason every 5 seconds by him playing something in the background, which he probably wasn't even playing. He was just acting as if he wasn't paying attention to me. Shireen,
attention.
I mean, he did. He's got another controller now. It's a different one. Did you delete your account?
Way too many controllers on my.
So I did not delete the accounts.
You're off of it for a little bit.
Got the apps off the phone. So I feel like the phone is the real time suck. That's where it's just
right.
It can go everywhere.
It's supposed
to
make everything easier, Shireen, not steal your soul away.
But it steals my soul away. Does it not steal yours away? Is it just me?
Well, you heard about this earlier today. It steals my children's soul away because they steal my phone and they use it for themselves.
What if that was social media's goal all along?
Probably is.
You guys are ridiculous.
I've got them all. I've got all the sound effects. I've got 100 right here.
I mean, his name is DJ Sound Effects. If he doesn't do sound effects, it's false advertising.
Anyway, as much as I want to, well, actually, we could probably talk more about that later on the show. But right now, Jason, it's my favorite time of the show.
What's that, Trey?
Shireen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Because it's time for a quiz. Yes, it is DJ Sound Effects' quiz time. You will be pitted up against Jason. Hopefully you'll win. It's anyone's game. You guys will both get ample opportunity to answer any and all questions. It just depends on who goes first, who gets first dibs at that question. And today is about weird, funny facts about the world. So Jay, I hope...
I'm going to mess you up because I have to say this. No sound effects. He's just DJ. Your new name is DJ No Sound Effects.
No, I think it's just DJ. I think I just have to delete sound effects out of there now. I tell you what, Olaf, you pay me monthly. No. Pay me weekly. I will remove sound effects from my name. How about that? How about that? Anyway,
well, we're DJ Tanner.
What?
Oh, thank you, Shireen. I was hoping that joke would work.
Tanner.
Full house, dude. Full house.
The reason I was like, what are you talking as? Because my brother-in-law's name is Tanner. Man, I had a stroke. Anyway. Yes. So we're going to move on to the quiz. Shireen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Scout, are you having a stroke?
I'm ready.
You're going to lose. Anyway, so without further ado, let's begin. And let's dive right in. Shireen, how many times does the average person laugh in a day? And this is a multiple choice question.
Oh my.
Is it A, 8 times, B, 10, C, 12, or D, 13? 8, 10, 12, or 13?
8.
Okay. Jason, same question. If you were paying attention. I'm not repeating the question.
He's off.
13.
13 times. Are you cheating back there?
13.
Oh, I say you looked it up
very, very much. Very, very much. Very, very sure it's 13.
I need you to say China for me a couple times.
China.
No. Say China.
Nope, not doing it.
Why would you not say it in sequential order like that? Okay, anyway, sadly, the correct answer is 13, Shireen. You did not get the first question right, but that's okay because there's a couple more.
You're going to lose. I'm going to win.
I got to be honest. Scout. Ooh. I think I'm just, you know, I feel bad for you that you always lose is what it is.
Oh my. Shots fired.
I just thought... Yeah, I'm going to throw him a bone. You know what I mean?
Well, let's see how the rest of the quiz goes.
This is very nice. Is that nice at all?
What is that? What is that? Jason, how many months have 28 days in them?
One.
Open question.
One.
Shireen's answer is one.
Jason? My answer is my birthday month, one.
Okay, here's the thing, folks. Uh-oh. You guys are okay. So, Shireen, I'm gonna ask this question one more time.
Oh, it's 0 day year.
No, hold on, Jason. How many months have 28 days in them?
Oh, 12. All right. Okay. All right.
Hey, 12. She got it right. What? See, I don't know where the whole like 1 month thing came about, but that's hilarious. Is my mic doing okay? I heard some feedback.
No, you're good. I think it was me actually.
It's fine. It sounds great. It sounds great.
This sounds fine. This is very cringy. Okay. Anyway, so it is all of them. It is all of them. So you get that correct.
You
it
don't
is
like
one
when
and one right
I
now.
I have the sound effects, Trey.
It's you just
like
you never do it, effects? So it's weird. Moving on, I'm Shireen, you get first. You get first crack at this question. What the freaking heck? What is the main? Shut up, Jason.
Did you guys just roast each other the whole time? Is that like
we haven't in a while? I don't know. Jason's getting spicy all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. He probably
yes. This is what we do.
Sleep deprivation. That's what it is. Anyway, let's get to this quiz. What is the main ingredient? Well, shut up, Jason. What were we going to say?
Starfish.
What is happening?
What were we going to say earlier?
I said the reason we haven't done any banter is because you're never on the show.
I haven't. Oh, wait, what?
Hurtful.
We haven't had a guest.
We had a guest last week and you weren't there.
That's
and
then we crazy. Had a guest 2 weeks ago. It was ago, a holiday.
You
it
weren't
was
there. It doesn't matter.
We don't have vacations. I froze for you.
I'm about to get you. All right, Shireen, yes. Let's get to this quiz so you can make us laugh. Yes. What is the main ingredient of Bombay duck? Wrong answers only. It's an Indian dish.
Wrong answers only.
You're making a joke yes. here, Shireen. You can do this.
You got to make me laugh.
Oh, I got to make you laugh.
What's the main ingredient in Bombay duck?
Duck. Bombay duck?
It's what's duck. The wrong ingredient?
What? So wrong answers only? So you're going to say duck?
Bear.
Okay, bear. Okay, Jason. What is the main ingredient of Bombay duck?
You know what it is, Trey.
I wish oh, my God. Me. That sounds really sketch.
Donald.
That's so lame.
I mean, it was better than bear, though. I think Jason gets to win today. I mean,
wait, Donald Duck is lame? That's great. That's a funny joke.
Okay, look, Donald Duck's amazing. Donald Duck's amazing. Look, I'll give you both a point, okay? Both of you guys get a point.
You just want me to win so bad. You're just handing out points at this point. I don't deserve them
thing.
Right now.
Here's the thing.
Dude,
you got the first one wrong.
I have never won this quiz. He will literally go over to your house, give you the list, and tell you the answers on screen.
I would literally just message her instead.
That's true.
It takes 5 seconds.
It was funnier in my illustration tray.
This is true. I put it in the mailbox a week early. Jokester. You're not. Anyway, what... The main ingredient in Bombay duck is a pungent fish. I don't know what the fish is.
The fish?
It's a fish from India. It's not duck. So there's that. You guys both get a point. You guys are neck and neck right now. So hopefully there will be a winner on top. Jason, which movie star entered a lookalike contest about himself only to come in third?
Cruise and I got first place.
I literally haven't even said the answers or the answers to the question yet.
Oh, sorry.
Is it Michael J. Fox? Is it Jamie Fox? Or is it Charlie Chaplin?
Oh my God.
Jamie Fox.
Charlie Chaplin. Okay.
Now here's the thing, folks. I'm not giving out any points.
Wow.
This is the thing. It actually is Charlie Chaplin. Congratulations, Shireen. You win the quiz.
In your face!
Get wrecked. You lose, Jason. So it actually is Charlie Chaplin. He won. Oh, he left! He left! He sucks! He left! Now we got to move everybody around.
And it didn't work because I didn't drop the thing at the same time.
It was Charlie Chaplin. He got third in his own contest.
That's funny.
It was so weird. Anyway, that was the quiz for today. You get to get our nice little time NFT. Congratulations, Shireen.
Oh, actually, I have something to tell you, Trey.
What is that?
I think that Ola Slayer won. He answered all the quizzes.
But it's Charlie Chaplin, not Chapman.
Oh,
it's Charlie Chapman.
I sound like an ebook audio.
Oh, the 42. What was that?
I don't know. Maybe it was just quoting
rage quit. Yeah.
Yeah, it went.
All right. Now that we are done with the quiz and that is out of the way, I'm glad that everybody was laughing today. Why is Shireen on the show today, Jason?
Yeah.
Well, mainly because
she said, "Yeah, why am I on the show today?"
Well, when I talked to Shireen and I asked her, I asked her to calm down because I know she was really excited to be on the show to meet you, Trey. By the way.
Oh, really?
And I was like, but hey, Shireen, we first have to figure out why you're going to be on the show. And you just can't fanboy on Trey the whole time. That's just weird.
Fangirl?
I couldn't think of the word, okay? Couldn't think of the word, Trey!
As you've already said, I'm not a professional. I'm just a person here. I'm just a guy trying to make. I'm just a guy trying to make a live stream work with his Luffy hat on, and nobody said, "Let's appear."
Part-time,
hat, Jason.
Part-time
nobody
professional. I like your hat. I like your hat. Okay, I like your hat. Let's move on with the show.
I'm emotionally have problems right now. I'm trying to work on things, guys.
You're sleep deprived. You're not emotional. Let's go.
Well, what Aster said, make people laugh while changing their minds. Why, Shireen, do we need to? I love how she's just learned about this right now. You saw her face like, I don't know how I'm going to answer this question. Shireen, why do you need to make people laugh while changing their minds for a better year? I think she's rage quit.
I'm out. because life is a bore. And if I see one more expert on social media telling me how to live, I'm going to incite violence. And so I just think, keep it a little entertaining, say something funny, give me a good time while you're also expanding my mind. Don't bore me by being so teachy and preachy. Anyway, that was a whole rant and partially why I'm off social media. But,
I'm with you. You make me think about the thing I think about all the time when I'm on the toilet pooping. And
I don't usually poop, but when I do.
I always think, especially those guys that are they're at the supermarket. You see this? This is what you shouldn't eat. You know why? Because the potatoes had brothers. Okay? They had brothers and they're murdered for your well-being. You should know that.
I thought I just gave you colon cancer.
It says right here in the ingredients, Tom and his brothers, Steve, the potato. And you need to pay attention to the ingredients while you are at the store. Because why? Why would you destroy your body like this? You have a chance to be successful. And all you have to do is eat this. This is one of the world's most healthy, delicious.
It's probably disgusting.
Protein. Positive snacks. And exciting for you,
mushrooms are, by the way.
The only place you can order these are on my website, jasonknowseverything.com.
That's right.
$500 a starfish.
Okay. Now,
these
Jason,
bad boys will help you be successful.
What if I don't want to eat a starfish?
I will come to your house and murder you.
But
well, that's reasonable. I mean, of course.
I mean, I think, yeah, sure.
Well,
why not?
We also have pralines available.
I'll eat those.
Yeah, they're full of starfish.
I'm just going to escape to the basement because my children are coming home from karate. So
sure.
So Jason, you're not the only one hiding from your kids.
Yeah. Okay? No. I don't normally say that out loud.
Oh, come on! Everybody's doing it. We're all hiding from our children. It's okay.
Yeah.
So Shireen, what helps you in the entertainment world when it comes to social media? If you were still on social media.
I mean, listen, I'm on social media. You will find me blowing up social media because I just started to learn how to use AI to cut to cut up old content, pre-schedule it. My stuff's pre-scheduled for 2 years. So I will be obnoxiously all over the place, but I won't be spending time on social media. So,
That's
beautiful.
Smooth. Yeah.
Thank you. My God. Tell me more.
Jason, I cut you off earlier. What were we going to say?
No, I was going to say, I think it's that's an amazing way to think about it. It's I make a joke, but it's you're right. It's so many people want to just tell you what you're doing wrong instead of just trying to make you enjoy yourself and laugh and have a good time. But it does make me laugh because I always think, what ridiculous thing could I go to the store and just be like, you must have this. Maybe, it's the toilet section where you have the toilet sponge or something. I just think it's a funny thing in my head. I don't know.
Now, granted, Jason, the most time we're consuming social media is when we are going to the bathroom we bring our phones in. We have to be entertained while we're doing business. The business must be done, but why can't we have fun? Know what I'm saying? So why can't we watch social media while we have to do something that we have to do? But I prefer stuff that it's just comedy. That's great that things are informative, but I love comedy. I love the things that there's one bit on TikTok where someone's walking and it says, I finally met my online gaming friends, and they pan their camera up to just a giant garbage can. And it is the funniest thing ever, because you don't expect that. And they get you gripped in, and it's a short little thing. I don't need a 20-minute video to make me laugh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I agree. I do enjoy it for comedy. It's like kind of awesome for that. I think if it wasn't for social media, I would not know who Matt Rife was.
Sure. Yeah, and I wouldn't have to figure out a way to pay for my wife to go see him.
Oh, did she like him?
Yes.
Do you?
No, hold on.
Do you guys also like him? Or
oh, yeah, he's great. Like, hold on.
Let me...
Are you looking him up right now?
Yeah.
You don't know who Matt Rife is? He's a big thing. He probably also doesn't know who Bobby Altoff is either.
Yeah, Matt Rife. Yeah. No, I'm subscribed to him. I'm terrible with names. He's hilarious. I love him.
Funny. Yeah, yeah, he's like great. He does. I mean, he became famous doing crowd work, which is crazy because that's the thing you do as a person that does crowd work to rap, of course. But
yeah. Definitely. Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm a terrible comedian. When can we get this lady off the show, Trey? Can we just get rid of her at this point?
I'd prefer to just talk to Shireen. Dang it.
Are we still? I thought I paused the live stream. Sorry.
Awkward how it's a live stream, but you can't pause it. It's crazy.
You're just mad you lost the quiz for the bajillionth time. And, you know, you're probably also a little upset that I put you on blast for, like, your hobby, you know, giving you freedom from your children. I don't know who.
Oh, I thought you said because I'm heavy. I was like, ouch! I was like, dang, Charisse is going all in. No. You made me cry.
You're bad, Jason! I'm just kidding. Comes on, just roast us and leave. I would take it.
Matt Rife walks down the stairs and destroys us. You're like, what?
You're fat. Oh, that's hilarious. Shireen, what do you do? I have to ask, what do you do?
So, all right. So I started doing stand-up comedy like, I don't know, 19 years ago.
Oh,
as
wow.
I had a full-time job after college. That was just like a miserable experience. I really just hated like sitting in a cubicle and just. Like,
I did too.
It was so gross. It was a soul-sucking experience. And so I decided to moonlight as a stand-up comedian because I was just like so bored, so unhappy. I was like, let me just go do something exciting, adventurous, creative, right? Like out of the box, whatever. So I did that. Did comedy for 2 years. It was awesome. And actually started getting scouted and it was looking like it was really going somewhere. It was all very exciting. But the truth is coaching changed my life. Like having a coach. Are you okay? You guys? Scouting. So good. I mean, you guys, where is the stage? Let's get you guys up there.
No. That's yours. Anyway.
So I just, honestly, I just decided to do coaching because I was like, I don't know that I care enough about making people laugh to do it all the time. I think I love what it's fun, but yeah, it was really like going to this motivational seminar that inspired me to kind of like have the courage enough to go do stand-up comedy or do things like delete social media apps off my phone. So I was like, yeah, I think I want to help people change their lives. And I've been doing that for like 17 years. And occasionally comedy, like I did do comedy at the Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis like a month ago. So it's like, I still do it, but it's more like I dabble, you know, for fun, for adventure, so that I'm not bored, you know, but not really as like my full-time thing.
Was it hard to make that full transition, like to go from comedy to like coaching?
It really was. And in a weird way, I almost like as a person needed to slowly change. Cause I feel like as a comedian, you kind of hide behind humor. You hide behind a mask. You talk shit. You roast people. Oh, sorry. Family friend. Like my apologies, DJ.
Here, go ahead. We'll just do it again. Just start talking like that. Think you out. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Perfect. So yeah. So there's an edge as a comedian, right? Where you're like roasting people. Whereas like as a coach, it's actually the opposite. You're not like pushing energy out or like talking crap to anybody. You are.
That doesn't seem like a very helpful coach.
You're opening. Yeah, exactly.
Actually, my high school coach roasted me every single day. He was like,
"Oh man,
What? Did the Nazis send you here just to mess with me? And this is the edited version. And I was like, wow, like every day. And this dude was like 85, just pushing me around. And I was like in peak physical shape at that point. It was like 200 pounds of rippling muscle. All right, of flabbily rippling muscle. But still,
no, you're probably a stud, bro.
I was looking pretty fancy. That was a long time ago. But yeah, he would just push me around. This dude's like 4 foot tall, old man, still knocking me out, telling me that the Nazis are coming. I don't know what was happening. But yeah, I guess he was an effective coach. He won lots of things.
So, well, that's good.
Yeah. Anyways.
But I mean, what's that, you know, but that's different. Like, my type of coaching is like mindset, emotional intelligence, mm-hmm, leadership. It'd be kind of weird if I was like roasting all my clients. It would be fun, super fun. But, you know, I had to change. I had to like become more open-hearted and compassionate and vulnerable and all these things that I was like really uncomfortable with. Marshmallow is a solid roast.
Also, I'm saying my coach called me Marshmallow. Come on, Marshmallow. And then he said earlier, he said the roasting of Flows for You gets 1 million views. That, you know what? If that's what makes us famous, that would be
amazing.
We'll take it. What is happening? Andrew's saying, hey, I'm here. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah. Make sure you cuss in front of our sponsors. Really good move, Shireen. Really great. Great job.
Andrew said, I could roast Scout all day. You know what? I'm here for it, bro.
I like it too. I'm into it.
Roast him in the
Everybody wants to roast me at the end of the show. This is how it works.
Shireen, do you feel like
you're looking at me and looking at doing brand out? What am I doing? I got to work on this.
You got to hide that. Yeah.
Shireen, do you feel like there's, gosh dang it. Gosh dang it.
I'm listening. I'm with you.
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's not you. I promise.
It's me. Let me down the street.
It is
our,
Jason.
Our soda sponsor just left us right now because I had to have a Pepsi and I couldn't have Dr. Yafario's zero sugar soda. Okay. I'm sorry.
Shireen, do you feel like there's any correlation to life coaching and comedy? And if so, what is that correlation?
Well, hello, Mr. Deep Questions of the Day. Okay, I'm into it.
We used to have that as a segment.
Really? Deep questions
of the Questions of the Day. We stopped doing it.
Really? It didn't go very well.
All right.
No, I think it went well. Anyway.
Our new segment's better.
So for the longest, I was like, this is so weird. Like, how am I a comedian and a coach? That's really confusing. Those are so opposite. What is the thread? And eventually, I figured it out. Comedy
chips
is transcendent. Like, in order to laugh at something, like if I'm super depressed and my life sucks and I'm crying about it, like I'm not going to be laughing, right? But the second I can kind of pop out of the experience, get some perspective, zoom out and look at it, I can laugh, right? There's levity. So there's an element of comedy where you're not in it, you're actually outside of it, observing it, laughing about it, thinking about it. And I feel like you do the same with coaching. A lot of my coaching is to help people zoom out, get a lot of perspective. So in a way, the common thread is that they're just very different styles and expressions of helping people transcend their circumstances.
Shireen.
Wow.
Can you just be beautiful. Honest?
That was amazing.
Have you told your clients that the actual reason that you're a coach is so you can use all of their stuff on your comedy bits?
Oh my gosh. That is beautiful.
And she has like you a whole different, totally she's like anonymous. A puppet or something. Yeah, she's like, it's a whole different person. Like that she uses like a virtual comedy person. I don't know. But she just uses their bits for it. Yeah.
Could you be sued for that? Like, even if it was anonymous?
I don't think so. I think
because you never said anyone's name.
Yeah, I think you don't say their name. No, I don't think so.
I used to be threatened many a time by ex-girlfriends. They were like, do not use my name in this rap or use our story or I'm going to sue you. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, just don't murder me. That's all.
Very aggressive. Girlfriend, you were dating.
It is a true statement. It is a true statement. I enjoy the Latinas. No.
Shireen, what do you feel like? What the freaking heck? What do you feel like? I don't know. What has comedy helped you? And I know you said that, like, comics, for example, they get through a lot of stuff through comedy, like mm-hmm. depression and anxiety and stage fright for a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's helped you get through anything? And if you don't want to go too deep, that's okay. But like, how do you feel like it's helped you
Yeah. Honestly, I think I was very depressed when I started doing comedy. Like that job right out of college. So backstory, 3 months in, I'm just like a noob. You know, I don't know what's going on. I just graduated college and I went to my first job. Cool story. Dude, 20 years my senior, walks into my office, closes the door behind him, says, if you don't lose your attitude, I will bend you over this desk and spank you.
Whoa.
What like, the freaking heck?
So like 3 months into my first job, I was like fully sexually harassed. It was super uncomfortable. Exactly.
Plot That's twist. Crazy.
Yeah, it was really. And the thing is, I was so like daughter of an immigrant. Like my parents immigrated from Egypt and I was born here in America. And immigrants have like a survival mentality. Like you don't ruffle feathers. You don't disrupt any systems. You just kind of put your head down. You do a good job. You survive. Right. And so I very much got the advice from like friends, family, like you just got out of college. Like you should not be like switching jobs 3 months in. Like you don't want your resume to look choppy. And I was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to follow the advice of, and also like my programming from my whole childhood. So I just stayed at this job for like a year and a half and just felt like depressed. Like every day I stayed at that job, I felt like I was kind of saying, it's fine for you to treat me terribly and I will not stand up for myself. Yay, life. So by the time I started doing comedy, and I wouldn't have done comedy had I not gone to a personal growth seminar. It was that seminar that really made me like kind of like disrupt my own kind of people pleasing tendencies. Yeah, I think comedy kind of helped me like stop being depressed, and it helped me like stop being a people pleaser, and it helped me become someone who was confident and brave and you know, unwilling to stay subscribed to toxic work environments or societal norms. Like it was like the catalyst for me changing my entire life. So I definitely think that comedy helped me remedy my own depression.
Yeah.
And I definitely think, I don't know, that's hard to say about other people. I know and have met a lot of comedians. And one of the reasons I actually left the industry was because everyone is like struggling with mental health issues.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just kind of like, I think I want to be happy. So I'd rather lean into this coaching industry where we're really intending upon joy and a fulfilled life and all that good stuff versus being in an industry where everyone is like really, really dark and disturbed. And like, just, it was like a whole, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go now. I'm going to go over here where happiness lives.
That would have been my next question, but you answered it. Why did you leave? But I guess you already answered it.
It was like partially that. It was partially like, having a coach helped me so much sort of take off the mask of who I was supposed to be and be my actual self. And that made me happy and fulfilled and all the things. And I was like, oh, I think I want to pay it forward and kind of help other people have that same transformational experience. Making people laugh is cool and fun, but it doesn't like fulfill my soul. So I was kind of like searching for a fulfilling career, which it has been, which is why I've been able to stick with it for over 17 years. I mean, I've never stuck with anything for over 17 years. So
congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I don't think I what, either.
Yeah, oh. It's a long time. It's a long time.
Yeah.
What has been your worst heckle? I got to hear it.
Mm.
Or
during a coaching session.
No. have you had... Have oh, you, yeah.
We have a visitor.
What's up, man?
You're about to get karate chopped. About to get karate chopped.
Oh, no. I was trying. He's just hanging out. He's just like, do you? If he doesn't even want to hang out with me, he's just like Legos. What do you
dude,
want?
Dude, my dude would jump and sit in my lap and be like, be about. He's like, no, you need to pay attention to me now. I had to get him out. We were designing a video game earlier before we started the stream. So
I mean, that's a very that's an involved father activity. I mean, I'm impressed. Hello.
Well, yeah. Father well, no, leader. it's always something with
it was guy. Minecraft.
It was not impressive in any way, shape, or form.
Guys, it was. We actually made our own box, guys.
Aw, that's even, so cute.
He even made a little guy named Choppy the Bully that chopped people's heads off with an axe hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see where my parenting might be going wrong. That's
what it is. Anyway, so yeah, your worst heckle.
Oh, probably my sister's boyfriend at the time. I literally can't remember what he even said. I just remember it was like so obnoxious because he was right in front. And I think because he knew me, he like thought he could, you know?
Sure.
He was also like really not a Nice person.
Yeah.
Mm.
Been there. Did you ride him six ways to Sunday or?
What was that?
Did you like call him out and make him feel like garbage six ways to Sunday?
Of course I did. I mean, it is nice when you have the mic, you know.
Oh, you have all the power.
That's right.
Just destroy him and make him cry.
Great.
Fool.
That's why I would probably never want to freaking be a comic, because I would probably get that one heckle and be like, I want to strangle you instead of make fun of you. Like, hey, meet me out back. I'm a big guy. I don't care how big you are. Somebody's going home. In an ambulance, I'm just playing.
Wow.
No, I would probably, I guess I'd have to come up with something. I guess that's, does it go too far? I feel like you can make comedy about anything. Like, is there a reason that it just goes too far? Like,
I don't think so.
Really?
I can go anywhere.
As long as you make people laugh, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, a little different these days, but in general, yeah, you still can do whatever you want. That was the one thing I say about comedy is that one of my good friends, we used to go get his sets right for our shows we would do. And then, you know, you have to go to these open mics. And open mics are some of the most unfunniest things in the world. And you know, because all they're doing is everybody's working on their jokes. And so it's just like weird. And then you have to deal with other people's like every issue that they have is everybody's going to say it. Like one time we had like a bunch of church ladies come see my friend perform. But first we had to go through like 10 comics as they destroyed the poor church ladies. Over and over.
Oh,
like,
no.
And I'm just sitting there trying not to. I'm like, it's okay, guys. I warned them. I was like, this is going to happen if you come. This is not PG. But once you get.
Once you start roasting them.
Yeah. It was it's interesting stuff.
Were the church ladies traumatized?
No, they were pretty. They're pretty tough. They probably beat up the person later.
So, I like it.
Yeah.
With their crucifix.
Hey guys, I'm not allowed to talk farther about that conversation. Okay. So,
the FBI is involved. Got it. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. But that's really cool. It's like when it comes to coaching, like what's your favorite part about it?
I mean, that I get to like change people's lives. A lot of people have jobs that are serious and they're not like on the front line, so they don't see the impact they're making. And I get to just literally every day, like hear how someone's life is changing from me having conversations with them on a regular basis. It's awesome.
How many days? And I know the answer to this question.
When you put peanut butter on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, sorry. That's not where you're going.
How many days do you go, why do people listen to me again?
Oh, like every day. Yeah. I think that's the comedian part. I think like, there are a lot of coaches out there who are like, I make a lot of money and I'm a millionaire. You should follow me. Those are the people on Instagram that I want to delete my apps.
Can I please subscribe to that person?
Was it the voice?
You need to have that as your, you need to make an alt account.
You need to follow my Instagram right now. Doing that
voice and just telling people what to do with their lives.
Please subscribe to my channel, please.
I'm into it.
Get on the TikTok. Watch more TikTok to me.
I think there's a lot of coaches who are like very self-confident, possibly to the point of like erring on narcissism, you know, just like super into themselves. They're amazing at everything. Yeah, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. It's taken me full 17 years becoming a best-selling author, doing a TEDx talk to be like, okay, like, all right, maybe I'm not bad at this. You know, it's taken a lot of doing all the things.
That was nice. That was a smooth little, promote yourself move right there. Since we haven't brought it up yet, you're like, they're just gonna keep making jokes and not talk about all the cool things I've done. Gosh, I'm just gonna do it myself.
Yeah, I mean, most of the cool things I've done. Well, the book I needed to do, I could tell. I literally was like, if I don't do this, I will regret it on my deathbed. So that was like intriguing.
Did you expect the book to do what it did?
I mean, like, I wanted it to hit bestseller so I could be like, I'm a best-selling author. It did that.
Sure, but. Most people write a book, like, you know, that millions of people write books and nobody cares.
And you know what? It is kind of like that. However, every time I get a new client, they'll buy the book.
Nice.
And so then smart. they'll come to me in my sessions and like, I don't have to do any work. I mean, they are like preaching and teaching and they're like, what? And I'm like, what did I write in that book? Like something in that book.
Man, I'm glad I went to Fiverr and got that dude to take care of
me. So glad I got that ghostwriter.
Man, that guy was very inspirational. Sorry, that lady was very inspirational. Yeah. That's an amazing part. No, and I say that not to be a jerk. I say that to say, like, Trey knows this. When I first met Trey, Trey was like, hey, how do you become a rapper and be successful? And I go, don't become a rapper. You won't become successful.
Here's what happened. I told the story a million times. I asked him, said, hey, I wanted to make it into the Christian hip hop scene. And he's like, don't do that. There's no money in it, man. And he had literally been all day. Well, no, was it all weekend?
All weekend.
All weekend shuttling to and from this conference center that we were at. A lot of these brothers that were literally like huge in hip hop as far as the Christian scene's concerned. And he was basically their chauffeur. Now, granted, Jason was also in that scene, but for whatever reason became the chauffeur weekend.
Volunteer. It was because I lived in the city. I lived in the city where the conference was, so I was a volunteer. Although I was their chauffeur, I still performed with them. So though I drove them to the thing, I still got on the stage and performed with them. So it wasn't like I'm like just totally bitter.
He was just tired. He was tired.
Do you still want to do it? How long has it been since you had that conversation?
About how long has it been?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh man. Almost 12 years.
Oh, dang. That's a long time. So you don't do it? You haven't done it?
I literally stick to DJing.
Shereen, okay. Don't you see us on our live stream?
And we also have a podcast now.
All two people are watching.
And we make millions of dollars! Not at all. Anyway.
Actually, Trey has a lot of dreams, and I want him... Like, he really wants to do voice acting. And so I always try to talk him into... spending time on getting better so he can actually do that.
I just need a bit. I just need to record myself, and I've yet to do it, so I'm a loser. Anyway.
What's holding you back?
Oh, she's going in coach mode, Trey.
She's trying to get engaged.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
Well, you're getting engaged.
It's not holding me back. It's just that's what my priority is right now.
Hmm. No, I get it. So you definitely can't just like record on your microphone at all.
Look.
While you're getting engaged. I mean, you're getting engaged.
Yeah.
There's no time. You got to be engaged.
I don't know. There's always an excuse. I genuinely am exhausted when I get home from work and I really just don't want to do anything. Like that's hands up in the air. I promise. I am exhausted. Because I work at 5 a.m. and I come home at 3. So the earliest I can get off is 1. But no, I think I honestly, it's myself. I'm my greatest weakness. Because all I have to do is record myself, send it to an editor. Jason could edit it for me, and post it somewhere. And I've done several things before, but nothing that has sadly made me money.
Yeah. But you know what it is though? Like it's actually like, to be honest, I don't think I would have done anything out of the ordinary had I not had a coach. There's some statistic that there's like, you are 95% more likely to do the things that you say you want to do if you have accountability. So I actually...
I need it.
Yeah. So I really think like, if you really want to do something, you actually just need to get some sort of like more formal version. It wouldn't be Jason, your home.
Shereen.
You can blow
it'd be you.
It could be me. It doesn't have to be me. You can find a cheaper coach. You know what I'm saying?
He's expensive.
She's like, how do you think I afford this basement, guys?
Ayo.
And when she says he went to go play Legos, what we don't see is there's a giant room of just like 10,000 Legos.
Legoland behind her right now.
In front of her.
No, it would be cool though if it was, but no.
Yeah, my son will make that happen in his own life.
But I mean, I would consider it DJ sound effects. Just getting yourself some accountability because, I don't know, it'll just make you do. Like, honestly, the only reason I actually deleted the social media apps off my phone today was because I finally hired a coach for myself. Had my first session with her and was like, I hate social media. I've been talking about it for a long time. I got a little FOMO. You know what? Let me get out of my own way and just do it. And I hung up with her and I know I'm going to talk to her in a week. And I told her I was going to delete him. I don't want to be a liar. So I deleted him.
If I hadn't had that conversation, I wouldn't have deleted him. I'd still be pooping and looking at Instagram. Like,
To this day. We should be on the show pooping. Right,
Shireen,
now.
You gotta come out of the bathroom, please.
This is the picture of the door.
Shireen.
Yeah.
Your son has grown so old. It's been 6 years.
Yeah, that's important. I think that's the trick, is like learning, like, you know, I mean, we make jokes about the coaching stuff, but that's the point. It's like having somebody that's accountable that wants you to be successful. And I think that's the one reason why people keep coming to you, is because you make them feel like, hey, they can take over the world. Mm-hmm. And it also helps that your book has a cash inside of it.
That's right. So, yeah. Bribery. That's how I do it.
$20 bill inside each book.
Yeah, and also, like, it cannot be a friend, because you'll blow off your friend.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Oh, yeah. You know how many times I've had this conversation with this dude? All the things you just said?
Yeah.
How many times? And I'm like, I literally have gotten him gigs. They never blew up. But I've gotten him stuff to make it happen. But it's like, you know, he has stuff that he's done. He just,
yeah,
you know.
I'm not engaged yet. That's the goal, though.
Oh, yeah. Ola Slayer said this.
I'm your biggest fan. Yay, go you.
Nope. Does she know you're getting engaged? She knows if she watched the stream.
Shh. Silence. I kill you.
I was gonna say, like, is it not a seal? Like, is your person like?
No, we both want to get married for sure. To each other, yeah. Not just married and as a blanket statement.
Not in general.
I don't think she knows when. Okay. I know when, obviously, but I'm trying to keep that under wraps.
So you just tell your closest friends here on the live stream.
That's right.
No, I will not. I will not. I've already said I want to get engaged. She knows that. That's no secret.
That's no secret.
Boom, bam, bop.
Boom, bam, bop.
Bada bop, boom, pow. So, Jason, I think it's time for Shireen's plug. Or do we do that after the wrap?
We do it before. That's fine.
Okay, cool. Shireen, this is the time where you can tell our audience what you're about, where they can find you, and everything in between. And I'm going to give you the screen here in like 3 seconds once I get this freaking banner out of the way.
This is serious.
Jason, can you do that for me?
I was trying to, and then
I did it. Boom. All right, Shireen, you get the screen in 3, 2, 1 now.
I mean, you can go to ShireenThor.com. Probably the best place. Not the best at self-promotion, so this is like super awkward.
You've been self-promoting the entire show. You literally told Trey how he would be successful.
Jason,
if you were
this
his coach.
Is a plug. Shut up.
But that was just honest, like, he would be successful if he had accountability. Like, that's just doesn't have anything to do with me.
Take two. Now be that narcissist. Here you go. You're selling
3, 2.
You know what?
One.
Yeah, let me get in character. Like, if I was a narcissist, I'd be like, oh, you know what? You really need to go to my website, ShireenThor.com. You need to opt into my happiness cheat sheet. It'll give you all the secrets you need to be happy in this life based on science and data, no BS. I'm the answer. Is that better? What do you think? Is that good?
What's the website again?
That was good. I think that was great.
It was like probably.
I've already gone. I'm already answering the happiness checklist right now.
It was a better second take. So there, we just need a second take.
You guys prompted me. I was in like comedian laid back mode. I needed to get into like, you know, whatever that is. I don't know.
Sales pitch mode.
That's right. Yeah. It's not my best mode. I need to get.
Hey, you got to do. Here's the truth. If you're trying to eat off the thing, you have to have a sales pitch. That's how it works.
Pitch. Yeah. Got to do it. But this is why I'm trying to do more speaking, because like for some reason, when I offer myself as a keynote speaker, I don't feel like I'm selling anything. I just actually feel excited to be a speaker. I'm like, this is going to be fun. So focusing more on that, you know?
And there's good money and it's fun to be able to do.
It's fun.
I said, I have a friend that does a lot of, he's a coach. He has a specific coaching focus where he only coaches Latin lawyers.
Oh, there's been a lot of Latin energy today. Like,
I don't know why.
You got the Latin lawyers. You were talking about some stuff for the Latina professors. Like, this dude.
Yeah.
Dated a Latina. Are you white? Or are you something else?
I thought he was Asian, but I mean, I could have been wrong.
No, I, again, so I, for the last, So for the last like 2 weeks, I've listened to hour long conversations every single day about Latina women really becoming doctors. And so it has definitely permeated my soul, where I'm just like all about that. I want to make sure that everybody knows that that Latinas are amazing and are awesome doctors, and they do are. Cool stuff and professorness.
Well, clearly that podcast is doing its job. It's like inspiring you. I think that's lovely.
Oh, it's actually very good. So I'll like send a text to the person. I'll be like, this person is awesome.
No, that's cool.
And but yeah, but I have been, I don't know why we've been so yeah, I apologize, but you messed me all up.
Apology
now,
necessary. You're just like a white boy who'd be loving the Latinas. I think that's beautiful.
Well, I ended up marrying a white girl, so I don't I have no idea.
She's like,
in the long run, I left because it's just how my life works out. But that was a long time ago when I was making decisions as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
So as an older man, nobody wanted to talk to me. Truthfully, the only person I married was my wife.
We're talking to you, Jason. Wait a minute.
We're talking to you.
No one cares, guys.
No.
You know, in general, it's like, it's just so cool that we have an opportunity to.
So when Jason joins the Spanish soap opera as a Latin doctor, this is why.
That was good.
Oh, that's great. All right, we should move on, Jason.
That is enough, Jason. You're bringing the room down, okay?
La cucaracha en el pelo. Todos los días es tu muy feo.
Okay, so tell us what you said.
Yeah, now we gotta know.
All the days are hair and you are very ugly.
I heard feo and I was like, somebody's ugly. I don't know who he's talking about.
Obviously, I'm talking to Trey.
Your mom.
My mom is beautiful and you know it.
I actually don't know your mom, so.
Wow. You actually met her. You stayed at her house.
I didn't meet her.
Oh, yeah. She was in my house in San Antonio. So you're right. I'm wrong.
Anyway.
You're awesome. I'm terrible.
Anyway.
You're the best. I'm the worst.
I'm not the best. You're the best, brother.
I am the best. You're the worst.
Shireen's the best. We're the worst. How about that?
That is true. No, Shireen's the best. We're bratwurst.
Hey! Okay, cool. Let's get on with the rap. Let's entertain Shireen now. Yeah, gosh, she's probably exhausted making us laugh.
I know. Just doing all
or not. I don't know.
No, I can't wait to be rapped for. Let's go.
Rapped for.
Yeah.
Jason, do you want me to intro this? Are you introing it? Are you brain farting? What's going on? Can I help you? Is there any way I can? Do we need a life coach for you? We know one.
Shireen. What would you like the song to be about? Do you want me to make a song about all the things we talked about today? Or do you just want me to make up a random song about some things that you want to tell me right now? Your choice. What would you like the song to be about?
All the things we talked about today.
Okay. I was hoping that you wouldn't say that because I don't remember anything we talked about. So
you know what? I believe in you. I think it'll all come to you. It's a lot of weirdness that we threw down tonight. So
it's very entertaining, that's for sure.
That's what we do. We live that weird life.
That's beautiful. I know.
But all right, and Shireen, do you have a rap name or any kind of thing that we can call you? Or would you like us to give you a rap name?
You know what? My name in Spanish class in high school was Antonia. So that could be cool.
Okay, perfect. So what did we talk about? We talked about pooping. We talked about life coaching. We talked about comedy. We talked about, what else did we talk about?
Lots of Latin things, I apologize.
Lots of Latin things. I think that's good. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're about to start this thing on and popping. I need everybody in the comment section, all the millions of viewers that are watching us right now. Not a million viewers. But anyway, I need you guys to pop in some freestyle bits for Jason. Just one word. One word. Not a paragraph, not a sentence, just one word. Mm-hmm. Throw them up in the comments and he has to rap them. Please keep them PG. Mm-hmm. This is a live stream on Facebook. So without further ado, let's freaking get it. And Antonia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yo, it's DJ Sound Effects, Scout the Psalmist, and Antonia on the mic. Let's get...
Oh, here we go now. I gotta exhale and I breathe for a while. Here's my freestyle, only if I can't go. Yo, I say booyah, booyah, kai. Try with the nighttime, flip with the rhyme mind. Now I gotta say what I'm doing and then I try. Booyah, one more time, only if I can't fly. You want me to be better if I could never try? Ooh, but now I could be better if I had Shireen as my coach and I know that I'm not sad anymore. Nope, pressed, only if I can't see. Trey would even get a girl, yes, siree. That's the truth. He's really getting engaged because Shireen was the one trying to get him to go hey, and only if you couldn't move the words that you say. Yes, everybody's pooping. I don't even understand. That must be Jaime because I gotta fill the plan. Only if I get it pooping over again. Now I gotta say that I'm doing if I could give her in. If she didn't give up on the most whole social streams, she'd be sitting there doing her own kind of stream in the toilet, bro. I'm sitting like this and I'm feeling I know. It's still not when I get it. I can do what I'm saying. I'm feeling it now. Oh, what am I saying? She used to be a comedian, but now she's actually getting paid, son. Now you know what you are doing if you never go, because she's a coach and that's what she really knows. See, she was tired of being the depressed one, only if she had to be happy, and now she get it, son. Right for the nighttime, feeling the go. Trey needs to turn on his echo, bro, or turn it off. Only if I didn't know stuff, only if I get what I'm doing, I still a lot. Now I gotta wrap it forever, but I'm getting off. You knew that I would be that dude getting like soft. Oh no, what am I saying? I'm feeling right time. Now I'm turning it off. I gotta find mine. I can't define the rhyme. I wonder why I'm only if I get it, because I still can't ever try. Now we got comedy. We gotta make jokes. I'm looking down like my life is a joke, but that's okay. Yep, they yep, call me yep. Jay, only if I did it like Trey, but any day. And one day he might be on One Piece, making a weird pirate's voice, only if you can't see. Now I can't be, because I'm like, hey, he maybe they'll put him on the live stream. I mean, the live show, only if I can't know. Now I want to say what I'm doing. You could be Buggy's brother, bro. But now I got to say that I will never get it down, because I got to be forever, and I'm feeling it. Wow. When, where must I stare? I got to be Claire. Everybody's looking at me like, here. Now I can't say, only if I can't pray, and I can't Jay. Now I got to call myself, hey, and yes, Trey. You shouldn't be a rapper. There's no money there, only if I can't be after. But you could be on my live show, be boxing, only if I knew that I never knew I'm softened. Now, I guess I'm done. She's in the Lego room and she's looking cool, son. Now I know sometimes we can make it right. And I try to rap because I know that's all right. And Olaf Slayer is the best he be. Always watching our stream, he's so fancy. And Mr. Andrew Murray, he's so cool. I meant Mabry, I messed it up, dude. But sometimes I can make it down right. Exhale, breathe, I gotta make it right. And yes, I'm gonna talk about a starfish, only if I knew that I can't get a kiss. Now I know that my light time with my bright fine. Now I got a little Lego when I try, but now I got my little water and I can't be, but it's labels out so I don't make money. I guess I'm done with this freestyle rap, Trey. Stop trying to attack me and feel back. Hey, I could rap for 6 hours and if you die, that's not my problem, only if I get it old try.
Yeah. I was almost gonna run out of breath there. I was like, and we're going. No, you did good, Jason. I was just like, all right, we gotta move on.
That's a talent.
That poop one got me. I apologize.
No, that was the best bit in the entire show. I don't care. Like,
I just was rhyming, and I was like, "Ooh, that's kind of visual, but at the same time, very funny."
So, I mean, hey, it's comedy, right?
It's poopy. It. It's how it works. Things come out. Thank you so much, Shireen, for being on the show. I hope you had a fun time.
I did.
I'm glad that it took so long to get you on the show, but I'm glad you're here, and I hope you enjoyed hanging out with us, silly fellas.
You guys are great.
And we can't wait for more people to come on the show. Make sure you go to flowsforyou.com and like. No, I messed that off. Go to flowsforyou.com. Say that you like us. Send us a message. Just tell everybody. Just send an email saying that you love me and you hate Trey.
No, go to AOL and type in a message and make sure that we get it. But use dial up so that it gets to us as late as possible.
Oh, wow. Well, even Olaf Slayer left the stream at this point. He's like, geez.
No, he didn't. He's still here.
But thank you so much, guys. Make sure you like and subscribe to the show. If you are checking us out on anywhere there are podcasts, please listen to all of our episodes, or don't. Just keep listening to the new ones. I don't care. Do what you got to do. I just want you to come check it out. Go to our social medias. Trey is now in charge of our TikToks and whatnot, so they're gonna be fire because Trey is amazing, or they're gonna be terrible because Trey is not amazing, and is more focused on his engagement than, you know, his best friend or one of his best friends, because he has lots of best friends. I know, it's okay. Okay, Shireen, I'll talk to you about maybe becoming the new co-host. Can you beatbox?
I cannot beatbox. No.
You should have just said
she
yes.
Can learn.
And I went
can
learn. Some classes. I can learn. It's okay. Possible. You know.
So, you know, we get you on as the new co-host.
Sounds good.
You.
I'm into it.
We'll just get rid of Trey. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything I'm forgetting, Trey?
There's a lot of things you're forgetting, Jason. I can't believe you've forgotten our sponsors, but that's okay, because I'm going to let you fill that in later. So if you would like to come on to the show, we would love to have you on here at Flows For You. Please hit us up on Facebook. You can find us out there at Trey Stoneburner, or you can find Jason over there at Jason Riley or Scout the Psalmist. You can find us through there also. I'm pretty sure we have a Facebook page, Flows For You. You can hit us up through Messenger right there. Mm-hmm. And we have a Calendly, and we have us scheduled out all the way till when, Jason?
The end of October.
The end of October. So if you want to hit us up past that point, we love to have you on the show and have you trying to fill the spot of Shireen, but that's going to be hard because she was an awesome guest. So sucks to be you, but I mean, we'd still love to have you on the show, and you know, you can do your best, but you probably won't be as good as Shireen. That's okay. I'm joking, guys. Everyone's awesome. We love to have you on the show. We talk about all kinds of stuff here and we try to keep it serious, but let's be honest, nobody's serious here. But that's it, Jason. That's all I got.
Trey.
Oh God. Listen, I'm still waiting for my NFT through AOL, and you'll probably never get it.
Trey, we did send that email. Promise, definitely sent
it. Yeah,
hold off.
Yes.
Just did. You know, NFTs are such a booming market. We definitely sent that to you.
They were,
and we are definitely telling you the truth right now. And I am not reading the statement from our lawyers.
All right, Jason, as we close the show out, what's my favorite? Well, actually, my second favorite bit.
It's time for a quit. Wait.
Oh, wow. That was awkward. Do we have a banner for that? We should.
We should. Oh, I have the picture. I could use the picture.
Oh, no, we should not.
Of you in the hippo uniform.
Whatever.
On the
I don't
couch.
Care.
And then it'd be like, oh, but it is time for Trey's therapy session. Shireen, what you're going to be is you're going to be Trey's therapist. You get to use some old school comedy techniques. A little we're gonna do a yes and quiz. Oh, quiz.
God, man, Lord. stop.
You need sleep.
Restart.
You need sleep.
Restart. Right.
Pretty
back.
Much you get to tell Trey, you get to ask Trey questions like you're his therapist, and you get to make a facts about his life, and he has to yes and whatever you say. So if you say, hey Trey, I see that you're balding and regrowing carrots as your hair. How's that going? And he has to then answer it. I don't know what that added. I'm sorry.
Trey,
Trey,
I think she's ready.
Yeah, Trey, I see that you are a creative type and you have many creative projects that you have interest in pursuing. Have you always been this way?
You know, Shireen, I appreciate you asking me this, and I appreciate you coming on and being my therapist today. I don't know how I'm going to repay you, but we'll figure out something. NFTs, that's what I'll do. Anyway, so moving on. I've been a creative, honestly, since birth. I love Play-Doh. I love Legos. I love even Lincoln Logs. You know, people sleep on Lincoln Logs.
He's designed his poop before.
That's weird. I feel like in that sense, everybody can be a creative. I don't know where that voice came from. That's crazy. I thought we were the only ones in the room. I feel really insecure now. But I've always been a creative, and I don't. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Have you always been like that? And you have answered it. And so, yeah. Okay. If you were to give your adult self time and space for your creativity, regardless of achievement, what would that give you?
I feel like if I gave myself enough time, if I didn't have a job and all the free time in the world, I feel like I would be a voice actor, a full-time DJ, and I would do Etsy with perler beads, which I will tell you what that is later, and spray paint art.
That's cool.
All of those things. Yeah.
Okay. Write them down. Do them. Sorry, that wasn't therapy.
Yeah. One more question.
Hey, it was a free session.
No. You're doing what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Where is now the third question from? What the freak?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm her conscience. I'm sorry, that's audible. I'm hers, actually. I'm Shireen's conscience.
Yes.
So remember, you have a plan. Now finish it off, Shireen. Last question.
Is this God?
So what I'm hearing is you have full clarity on how you would be spending your time if you felt like you had more of it. What is one way that you could carve out time for your creativity now while you're working full time, while you're getting engaged?
I feel like making purposeful time every day, or at least a couple times a day, a week, a couple days a week, carving out 1 or 2 hours and doing one of those things. It doesn't have to be 4, doesn't have to be 5. It could be a couple hours. I feel like I would get something accomplished in the long run. So that's a great question. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's good. That was great.
But Trey, if you did try, you would just fail because that's what you do.
But you know what, though? There's game really no... Over. I mean, you're hilarious and your roasting is amazing, but like creativity is for creativity's sake. It's for the life force energy you get from letting yourself express what is irrational and not doesn't need to make money, you know? So I still do comedy. Like, sometimes you just want to feel free, you know?
Guys, sure, there's crazy scary that. Movie music sounds happening at my door right now.
All right, I got to put my kids to bed, y'all.
Yes. Shireen, we are wrapping up here. Thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for being my therapist
for
60 seconds. I hope I don't have any charges that are due.
No.
But you've been amazing. Shireen, I hope we made you laugh today as much as you've made us laugh.
Thank you.
Please come on our show again. We'd love to have you on.
I'm down.
Jason, any last closing remarks?
No, y'all are amazing. Thank you so much for the show. Oh, we do have a closing remark. This Thursday, this Friday at 1 o'clock, I know it's random time, we are going to have a special show for Propose to You. We're going to actually have my good friends, Cody Miles and Mr. Men. They re-released their album, Apocrypha. We're going to talk about it. They're some of my closest friends, but we've had Mr. Men on the show before. We never had Cody. I'm excited. It is a random time, but we'll actually have the show. But thank you so much for anybody that comes and shows up on Friday.
Yes, we love to have you guys on there. But without further ado, Shireen, you've been amazing. Jason, you've been amazing. Flows for you, flows for you.
That's what we do now. That's what we do.
This is what we do now. This is what we do now. This is what we do. We love you guys. Thank you so much. See you later.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.